Matthew chapter 3. I'm sorry, I said something else. Matthew chapter 3. In this third chapter, we have John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and the substance of his preaching was, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand." And it says that they went out to him, that is, out to John in verse 5. They went out to him, then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan. It was a great number of the inhabitants who were Jews through and through, the seed of Abraham. They went out to hear John the Baptist preach. And they were baptized of him in the Jordan River. And when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, Pharisees and Sadducees, our Lord came to save sinners. He never had much to say to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, except he denounced them. He spake unto them about judgment. And so did John the Baptist. Many of the Pharisees and Sadducees came to his baptism, where he was baptizing. And this is what he said to these Pharisees and Sadducees, these who were religious in themselves. He said, "O generation of vipers," the generation of snakes, he called it, "who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits answerable for repentance," or for repentance, meet for repentance. "And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham for our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed," John the Baptist said, "baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. For he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit Spirit and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him. John was reluctant. And he said, I have need to be baptized of thee. That's John speaking to the Lord Jesus. I have need to be baptized of thee. And comest thou to me? And Jesus answering and said unto him, he said, suffer or permit. Suffer it to be so now. For thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. And he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water into the heavens, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Well, there are several reasons, I guess, for being baptized. And one reason is that the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized by a man called John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was reluctant, but nevertheless, our Lord Jesus said, he said, it's got to be, we've got to suffer to fulfill all righteousness. Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, or permitted him. And the Lord God in heaven, a voice from heaven spoke, and he said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And then, over here in the latter part of this 15th chapter, the latter part of the book of Matthew, now the beginning of our Lord's ministry began with John the Baptist, and the end of his ministry, he had gathered all the disciples, the 11 disciples, not 12, 11 of them. Judas Iscariot, who denied the Lord for a few pieces of silver, hung himself and went his way. So they're just 11. In verse 16 it says, then the 11 disciples, that's the last chapter, 28th chapter, the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. He told them to meet him there. And when they saw him, the first thing they did was worship him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them as John the Baptist baptized his disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Well, I said there are several reasons to be baptized. The first reason was the Lord Jesus himself, the captain of our salvation, the sinner's Savior, the sinner's God, was baptized as a man by John the Baptist. And he hath commanded that all of his people, all those that are believers in him, be obedient and be baptized. Those who are believers are commanded by God to be baptized. And the preachers that he sent out in these 11 disciples, he commanded them to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing those that believe the testimony concerning God's Son, those that believe, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Told Paul there that I read to you, arise and be baptized, Paul. He said, what is it that I must do? He said, well, there's that Ananias over there, a brother. He'll tell you what to do. When he's seen old Ananias, Ananias said, arise and be baptized. That's a reason why. Another reason why we should be baptized. Another reason is it's by way of identification. We identify our connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. When he died on Calvary's tree, Calvary's cross, when he gave up the spirit, and he died, and he went into the grave and stayed there for 3 days and came forth. And when he died, the believer died. You and I who are believers and who follow after him, he so, in vital union, joined himself to us, and God put us in Christ, and God is made unto us righteousness and so forth, that we twain become one. We are like the vine in the, or the branches in the vine. The branches cannot live apart from the vine. The branches gets their fruit and their strength from the vine. Yet they're both one. And so we are one with Jesus Christ. He became a man and took upon himself myself, my humanity. And in my humanity, though he was tried and tempted in every form, shape, and manner, yet our Lord Jesus Christ knew no sin. His only association with sin was my sin when it was laid on him. And when my sin was laid on him, then I have no sin. No sin, because it was all of my sin was taken and laid on the Son of God. And he made an end of my sin forever. Because I'm in him. And he was buried. And when he was buried, I died with him. And I was buried. And when he came forth from the grave, I came forth with him. Now that's another reason why we follow our Lord in baptism. To identify ourselves with him. With his death, with his burial, and with his resurrection. Well, more could be said, I'm sure, on this subject. Well, a whole lot more.